Okay, I admit it. I'm still smarting from the fact that I never got the job of CEO at Audioboo after Mark Rock left. I didn't get the job, I wanted the job. I had, put in a rather major effort to get myself into the running for the job by becoming a major interested party in the future of Audioboo. And it was time for a change. It was time in my life when, I've managed big organizations. I've been a management consultant. I have, served an awful lot of organizations. I've set up my own business. I've set up my own second business. I've set up my own third business by now, but anyway, that doesn't matter. I've made enough mistakes to be a good CEO. I've done one thing right. Just one thing right. I've always surrounded myself gravitated towards people that were much more talented than me. People who were particularly brilliant in their area, and people who were, I suppose you would say, both competent and confident. So they were both on top of their game, and they were, what was the word I was looking for? They were willing. So they were willing and able, right? Simple that. And in terms of situational leadership, in case any of you happen to know the model of situational leadership, they were in the quadrant towards whom that you would delegate stuff to. So I'm a very good delegator, really. I've got a lot of practice at delegating, and I wouldn't have survived without being fired out in my bottom if I hadn't been able to delegate. If I hadn't, had better people around me than myself. So it was I don't mind admitting it was a blow. When Mark Rock left, nobody actually knew how much I wanted the job. No headhunter came to me and said, "Paul, we've been watching you, and how would you like to be considered for this job?" It isn't that I didn't have ideas about what direction Audioboo could move in. It isn't. I think perhaps it is. I'm wrong about this, but I think it. It isn't that, I would be able to talk to anyone. I suppose that's the key thing I'm trying to say, really. The only person I can't sometimes talk to is myself. But by and large, I would be able to talk to the heavy hitters in the BBC. I have talked to heavy hitters in other arenas. But I would be able to talk to the BBC, Channel 4. I'd be able to... And I've done a bit of negotiations. I once went on a holiday to Egypt, and there you negotiate or starve, basically. You have to negotiate about everything. And, you'd negotiate over the price of a pint of milk. And once you get over the inhibition about it, and once you read something like, Getting to Yes by Yuri and whoever the other guy is, and you learn about your best alternative to a negotiated agreement called your BATNA, and you basically learn, that people have positions and they have interests. So I'd have been all right on the old negotiating front, really. If you nailed me up against the wall and said, what would you actually be any good at, Paul? I think it would be called, they call it rapport in the management books, but I call it winning love, winning and holding love. I'd be reasonably good at that now, I wouldn't have lost many old girlfriends out of my life, we might get divorced, but we still talk to each other, that sort of thing. So I don't leave a trail of broken relationships behind me. I don't know what else I'd have to have. I can count. I can do the old, I do understand, cash flow forecast, discounted. Oh, I understand a number of things, really. I am. But anyway, I'd hire an accountant, or there probably wouldn't be one there already. You wouldn't expect the CEO of Audioboo to be going through balance sheets, would you? Or you know, management accounts. I mean, yeah, you'd have to look at the management accounts, all right. But you wouldn't. That isn't what the CEO of Audioboo is there to do. No, no, no. I must, though, have... I mean, maybe I was in the running, you know? I mean, who else would have... Documentally would have been a superb CEO, really. I mean, look at him. He has all the tech coming out of his ears and eyes, by and large. So he'd have made a good one. He's an experienced public speaker. He's more than a public speaker. He's a conference speaker. I mean... I'd give him a run for the money at the number of speeches he's given and I've given. In fact, I'd beat him hollow because I've done more public speaking than documentary. So I guess I could, I'd rise to that score. I mean, I'm a lot older than documentary. That's why I've done a lot more public speaking than him. And I'd say, you know, when I was his age, I hadn't done as much. So where are we going to with this? Where are we going to with this? Why didn't I get the job as CEO of Audioboo? That's why I've been so... reluctant to say anything about, you know, the new management regime in Audioboo. I wouldn't want to be regarded as churlish and as, you know, sulking after not having got the job. You know? I mean, I wouldn't want to spoil the chance that I get the job next time it came up, you know? Wouldn't want to be in that boat, you know? Because, to be honest, to be CEO of Audioboo would be an honour and a privilege to serve. I mean, my goodness... I would be the best servant of my shareholders, best servant of my community, best servant of the people who didn't even know of Audioboo. I'm a real servant guy, you know, and I'd be able to put Audioboo into a few people's pockets who wouldn't have it already. I've got a bit of practice in introducing people to Audioboo. I use the bloody thing myself. I'll just pause this for a second. I guess the die has been cast. Or the dice has been cast. I've got another job anyway in the meanwhile. You know, I'm not available to headhunters, so they can go away. I'm now the owner of a new company, and I'm very happy to be the owner of a new company. Would I prefer to be the CEO of a company which somebody else owns, and I have, you know, a small number of shares, or would I prefer own jointly a company in which I own 50% of the stock? Well, at this stage in my life, you know, I've done enough leadership in complex organizations already, so I got a few t-shirts on that way. But no, I'll go down the road of the small branding shop committed to more meaningful marketing, you know, and taking this, you know, becoming a thorn in the flesh of some other organizations and people, but essentially providing a service which doesn't exist from anybody else. I'll go for that one, really. So, but I won't say it was a narrow shave because I wasn't even in the running, you know. I doubt very much that, I mean, nobody called my agent and said, you know, can we talk about Paul? You know, nobody said, are you on the transfer list, you know? So no, I haven't had that experience. But I think I just want to record, there's a certain sadness in realizing that I will never be the CEO of Audioboo. I suppose, unless Change Agent Branding becomes so successful we buy it. Don't know how much it'll cost to buy. I suppose we might have a bidding war with SoundCloud if we went to buy it. And anyway, I don't think it's really up for sale. But I don't know, you never know with these organizations that have had funding from various people. Now, let me be absolutely clear in case I said a hair running or whatever. I have no insider information. I have none at all. I've had zero contact with the current board of Audioboo. I had a lot of contact with Mark Rock, you know, I have to admit. So, but, you know... I'm out here in the cold, and it's chilly here in Cork. You know, it's actually quite, not freezing, but there isn't a blanket of cloud above to deal with. There's a great nip in the air this evening. Thank goodness it's dry. So I'm out in the cold, really. I'm outside the pale, as we say in Ireland, but looking in at Audioboo and with nostalgia and hope for its success. You know, I wonder what ADO is going to be like. You know, this serial entrepreneur Mark Rock setting up ADO. I wonder what that one's going to be like. No, Mark Rock, I'm not trying to become CEO of that business either. I'm not available. Okay. Just keep on your toes, everybody. Bye.